Dave Foley on Today FM.
And good afternoon. How is it?
How is it?
Raise my name. My friend here is JP. Oh, my friend here is JP.
Hi. Hello.
Guys.
God, dude, man, dude.
That's
sorry.
Me, yeah.
Sorry, man, dude.
No worries, kid.
No, I'm sorry, man, dude.
It's okay, man, dude.
Tuesday, September 2, 2025, soft launch day 708. 708 glorious shows. I have to say, I've been so proud of every one of them except that one. You remember the one that was...
Yeah. Oof.
The one ropey show we've ever done in our lives.
God. Ages ago, though.
It was a lag. Do you know what? It's water under the bridge.
Yeah.
How are we today? Bob Geldof says... Did you see the Bob Geldof story, actually? By the way, Anthony, on your mind today, it's not just my show, it's your show too. What are we talking about? 087-4100-102. Bob Geldof says he's up for... We have a date.
Mm-hmm.
24th of October. We just heard in the news, just been confirmed in the last 60 minutes or so. We have a date for the presidential election. It's going to be happening on October 24th. It's the last Friday before the bank holiday into the Halloween long weekend. Meanwhile, Boomtown Rat, former Rat, is it still a thing, the Boomtown Rat? Are they still ratting?
I'd imagine they gig the odd time. I say they do.
Are they still active rodents? Bob Geldof on potential run for presidency. Sir Bob Geldof says, I do want something new, stimulating and useful to do. Or in an attempted Bob Geldof impression.
I do want something new, stimulating and useful to do.
I mean, once you're told it's a Bob Geldof impression,
yeah, it helps,
you know it's
it?
A Bob
help.
Geldof impression. Yeah.
Here's my Gob Beldof impression.
I do, Jerry Ryan, Mrs. Ryan's knickers, a runny fried egg in my sandwich. I do want something new, stimulating and useful to do.
That's the thing with the Bob Geldof impression. If you do a good Bob Geldof, you do a good Jerry Ryan.
It's two for one, okay, yeah.
I do want something new, stimulating and useful to do. The Ryan line is open.
So Bob Geldof basically saying, I don't have much to do these days. I'm twiddling my thumbs. And if someone's inclined to say, hey, Sir Bob, any chance you go for a president? He's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Is that enough of a reason to go for the presidency of Ireland?
Bob Geldof has spoken of the enormous privilege it would be to serve as president of Ireland in succession to Michael D. Higgins. The world famous songwriter and humanitarian spoke further to the Irish Independent, saying, naturally, there's a bit of a dilemma involving in being presented with it even as a possibility. Blah, blah, blah. Incredibly. Represent the Irish people. Immense compassion. It'd be enormous privilege. Whether or not Irish people want me to do that or not is an entirely different question. Clearly, this is something that I'd really love to... I'd have to give careful consideration. But the top line, the headline quote is, I do want something new, stimulating and useful to do. I'm asking you, Ireland, this afternoon. Bob a job. Bob a Geldof a job. What can we give Bob to be doing in place of the presidency? He's at a loose end. He's a man of a certain age. He's thinking, I need a hobby. I need something to occupy my time. It's either sit at home, be the president of Ireland, or option three. What's the option three? What can we present to Sir Bob as something you to take up? Bingo isn't a thing for the elderly person. Is bingo still a thing?
I think so, yeah. Bingo? Driving around the country recently, I've seen signs for actually bingo and a thing called social dancing. I've seen a bunch of different signs
social
in different towns, and it says social dancing. This isn't dance classes.
Go on.
This is going to a dance socially. Bob's a bit of a mover. He's been in showbiz. Social dancing could be for Bob.
Geriatric Boomtown Rat starts social dancing. That's a new headline.
Is Bob on the Wordle?
Has he taken a good shout?
That kills a bit of time, Bob.
It does, yeah.
And then you could be in some sort of WhatsApp group with other people going, oh, did you get today's Wordle?
Here's one for someone of a certain age. If you are geriatric or approaching that phase of life, and you are similar to Bob Geldof, looking for something new, stimulating and useful to do, Have you considered listening to Ray D'Arcy on RT Radio 1? Because you know, that's what they're all doing.
That's what you do. That's inevitably where it ends up. Yeah.
All thinking to themselves, Jesus, Derek Mooney's sounding very depressed. What could Bob be doing? Voice notes 0874 100102. Let's make suggestions to Sir Bob this afternoon. Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby, this is Today FM. Somber and back to friends. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Good morning. It's not morning, it's afternoon. It's Tuesday, 2nd of September. I'd like, it's after quarter past two
it's
in the
after
day.
Two, yeah.
It feels like I'm only out of the bed, but here we are.
Do you know what, Ray?
Wake up, wake up.
We've got an international audience, so somewhere it's the morning for someone.
If you're waking up to us this afternoon, it's the morning where you are. Jesus Christ. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hey, good afternoon. Soft launch day, what, 7:08?
Yep.
And Bob Geldof says he's been asked, hey, Bob, would you be up for being president of Ireland? Thus far, we've got, what, Jim McGuinness? Don't know if anyone that's ever played Dublin in the last decade is going to be voting for Jim McGuinness, but we are where we are.
Or Jim Gavin, the former Dublin manager. Jim McGuinness, Donegal, of course.
Oh, of course. Not a GA. All the Jims, they're all merging into one.
Yeah.
Like the American talk show hosts.
Yeah.
There's just too many Jims. So Jimmy's winning matches is the Dublin manager.
He's the other guy.
Jesus, why doesn't anyone...
It's a minefield, isn't it?
Could you just write me up just a one-page brief on the various gyms and what I need to know?
Is this a potential pitfall for Jim Gavin in that some people are going to think it's Jim McGuinness?
Well, this is a thing. And do you know what? He'd have a big following in Donegal.
Mm.
A lot of people in Donegal will be mistakenly voting for Jim Gavin.
Guys, we need clarity on this.
Guys, this is a typical mainstream media bubble. This is a bubble is what this is.
Woke nonsense is what it is, right?
Cheers, JP. I like the way you tell it like it is. Who's that over there? Karina. Anyway, like I was saying, Bob Geldof, he's been asked, would you be up for being president, or at least running to be president, against Mickey Joe Hart, the hurling manager? Are you with me?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Bob Geldof says, well, look, I've got a lot of time on my hands. I'll give it a run. What's the quote? I do want something new, stimulating and useful to do. I would posit that maybe there's something else. Like a Switch. You know the new Switch, Nintendo Switch?
Yep.
Would someone just buy Bob Geldof a Nintendo Switch? That'll give him something to do, and he doesn't necessarily need to run the country in a constitutional sense.
I have a rake of bottles that could be returned to the bottle return. I mean, a couple of bin bags, but...
That'd be grand.
Kill some time. Service for the nation as well.
Bob Geldof, standing in that alcove on the way into your local Super Value.
Is that Bob holding up the line?
How are you, Bob? How are you getting on?
Jeez, Bob, you've an awful lot of bottles there, Bob.
How's it... trying to do a Bob Geldof.
How are you, Bob? You've got a lot of bottles there, Bob.
How's it going?
Jesus.
I'm just crunching Bob... I want to do something new, stimulating, useful. I can't do it. I've lost it. South Dublin.
Yeah, Bob Geldof standing there with a big bag of bottles, putting them in, crunching them individually, waiting for that receipt to be printed out. I can see that. Jeez, Bob, fair play to you. Doing your bit for the environment.
Thanks very much.
Can't do it. What can we have Bob Geldof do? Are they still active, by the way? Karina's over there. Karina, good afternoon.
Hey, Ray. Hey, JP.
Hey, darling.
Boomtown Rats paid it all together now.
Oh. And was Bob one of the rats? Is he still performing as rat number one? I presume he is. Bob is still performing. He's still on stage, is he?
Oh, and Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. Still working? Still gigging? Bob Geldof.
I think he's involved in the band.
I'm just going to say that in that case, surely he doesn't have the time to run for president.
Yeah, but he's not on tour all the time, Ray.
He could be having gigs at the Auris. Bob, if this is an exercise and just keep him busy, surely there's something else we can have Bob be doing. Phil's over there. Good afternoon, Phil.
He could be Bob the Billboard. Kind of like Bob the Builder, but he's just a...
It's not a bad idea, actually. Imagine trying to get Bob Geldof out to be the guy who puts in your conservatory or your garden room.
Mm.
Bob the Builder.
Not a bad shout.
Bob the Billboard, though, is what Phil's suggesting this afternoon. Philip?
Kind of like Bob the Builder, but he's just a mobile billboard that everyone pays to do certain stuff and he has to enact it or display it or whatever way you want to do it.
I would suggest, look, I think that's disrespectful to a man of Bob Geldof's.
We're talking about potential presidential candidate here, Phil.
This is the guy that did Live Aid. This is the guy, do they know it's Christmas? We can't have him walking around with a sandwich board on his front and back. Phil, you're just being silly now. You've created a silly situation out of something that was a genuine question.
Cop on, Phil.
Phil, could you cop on? 0874 100 102. Are they texting on this as well?
They are indeed, yeah.
Oh, mother of God. I'll read out a few of the texts. But
please
I'm not,
do, yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to spend it all day reading texts. Speaking of, Ray Darcy is something that Bob could be doing. What do the old people do these days? Do they do bingo?
Is bridge still a thing?
Men's shed.
Oh, yeah.
Bob could join his local men's shed and do some... I've no idea what they do in the men's sheds.
He'd have great stories to tell the other users of the men's sheds with the tour and whatnot.
I'll never forget
Jesus Christ.
Myself and Midgeur. It was... I says to Midge, I was like, Midge, it's nearly Christmas time.
I found it again. Come on.
It was like an older Tom Dunn there, but keep going.
I'll never forget. I was like, Midge, it's coming up on Christmas. Have you seen all these lads in Africa and the starvation? We should do something about it. And Midge is like, do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Amazing.
I was like, Midge, you've got it.
So, currently we're looking at Bob Geldof and Midgeur joining a men's shed with Andrew Ridgely.
Jeez, Midge and Andrew will have to relocate to Ireland.
Who else was on that? Is it not Paul Simon? Of that era, well, George Michael, obviously. Who else was on that video?
Queen, are you talking about?
Dead.
Well, Duran Duran.
Duran Duran could show up.
Yeah, Simon Le Bon.
They're good, guys, they're going to need a bigger shed.
Spandau Ballet, yeah, all the lads.
So Johnny's there as well. 0874 100 102. Johnny.
All right, lads.
Hey, Johnny.
What about a bit of paddle for Sir Bob?
Ah, oh, stop.
They're springing up all over the place. Might be an idea.
Paddle. Is it paddle or padel? What's it called? This is pretend tennis, isn't it?
It's the small court with the smaller
this
racket.
Is it.
Yeah, it's a padel or paddle.
Paddle. Padel. Tennis for ticks, as I call it.
Johnny and Armand.
Cheers, Johnny.
Oh, and lads.
What?
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, sir. Paddle's an idea. What's the other one? Piffle, pickle.
Pickleball.
Pickleball. Pickle your ball.
Careful now.
Tell you what, you wouldn't need much vinegar in my case. Bob Geldof looking for something to do. He's at a loose end. He's a man of a certain age. He's made his money, but he's got nothing but time on his hands now. And someone said to him, "Here, Bob, any chance you'd run for president?" He's like, "Well, I do have a lot of time on my hands." We're looking for ways for Bob Geldof to spend his time.
I do have a lot of time on my hands. I do. Well, I do.
See, sometimes I have it. See, what you have to do if you're going to do a Bob Geldof impression, you have to do a Jerry Ryan impression. And then say what it is that you think Bob Geldof will be saying. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Dude, you captured lightning in a bottle once with it, so don't stress out about it. Just leave it now. Leave it.
Truly, I don't know how Mario does it. Because Mario can do... Mario, this is Mario on Gift Grub here on the Intensity Breakfast Show in the mornings. He can keep doing an impression, whereas I can get an impression just for a second and I don't know how to get back into it again.
I do. I do want something new, stimulating, and useful to do as a Boomtown rat. As a Boomtown rat, Mrs. Ryan's knickers.
You're kind of veering towards George Hook now, so might be time to put that away.
As a Boomtown rat. As a Boomtown rat. Kieran Cotterhay. Who's this Cotterhay fella? What does he know about Rockwell?
K.
Kieran's over there. I don't think it's Cudahy. Kieran, talk to us. 0874 100 102.
Hi, Ray. That's a great Jerry Ryan impression. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
Love the show.
Hey, thank you. See what I tell you. I think my George Hook impression sounds like Krang from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It does, actually, yeah.
Shredder! What does Shredder know about rugby at all? Suggestions for what Bob Geldof should be doing with his time instead of running for the president. 0874 100 102. Bob a job is obviously the biggest suggestion. Right, for Bob a job, I've a side of the house that needs whitewashing. If Bob is a spare minute from Northern Limerick, love the show. Hey, cheers, Northern. Yeah, good shout, actually. My attic is full of crap that I since we've moved into the house like 11, 12 years ago, that has just been there and it just needs to be thrown out. We all know it needs to be thrown out. The attic is filled now, all the way up to the hole that you know, the square hole. What's the hole? The flap into the attic is stocked all the way to the brim, to the edge of each side of the hole, with crap that needs to go on a skip. Myself, Bob Geldof, some Saturday morning, loading up, get a skip out, yeah. Load it up. Sir,
or
Bob.
Just generally, he could be like a man with a van. The man in the van. Bob in a van. Does Bob have a van?
Bob a job.
Yeah.
Peter says he should open a demolition company. He could call it Boom Down Flats.
Oh, Peter.
Peter,
well done.
You did it. You did it. Really good stuff, Peter. I mean, I must say.
Guys, this is good
this
stuff.
This sure is. I can't take credit for that, though, Maureen. That was Peter. Shailen Nevin says, if Bob wants to take over the school runs for me, he'd win my vote from Shailen. Do you know what? Not a bad shout. Jeez, who's that? You're at the lace curtains. Just move. That's Bob. Who's that out in the front?
Is that himself?
Is that? It's 8:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
School's starting at 9. You just pull aside the net curtains and you go, Jesus Christ.
Come over to have a look at this now.
Come here. Kids, come here for a second. Tell me I'm wrong. Is that Bob Geldof?
Kids will be like, I don't know. He's a personality from 40 years ago. Dad.
I don't get the reference. And Dad's like, Live Aid. Do they know it's Christmas? Band-Aid. Ethiopia. Boomtown Rats. Tell me how to like Mondays.
Come on, kids. Come on. It's for a radio bit. Don't let me down now.
It's a radio bit. He sounds like Jerry Ryan. The doorbell goes. The door.
Still on this.
The
okay,
door.
Yep,
the doorbell
yep,
goes.
Yep, yep, yep.
Ding dong.
How are you, Mrs. Ryan? I'm here to take your children to school.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
And still more suggestions for paddle. Like loads of people going for paddle or pickle, piffle board. I wonder, wild theory, is bingo passé for the older generation now? Are older people kind of inclined to go, whatever, I'm 60, mid-60s, I'm 70. I'm even at that, I'm too young for bingo. I'm not a bingo person. I might get into some sort of sport or activity or men's shed. 0874 100 102. I'm listening to an audiobook at the moment because, you know, I can't read.
Yeah.
Haven't read a book in 30 years now.
I think reading's old-fashioned these days anyway.
Haven't read a book since first year in secondary school. And I'm listening to an audiobook at the moment about the Disney Channel specifically. I love listening to these behind-the-scenes books about management and the creation of, you know. So I've listened to one about like late night talk shows in America, listened to one about the Daily Show, the comedy program in America. What was the last thing? Oh, Disney. There's an amazing one about Disney, and then this is one about the Disney Channel, and a lot of it is to do with the Mickey Mouse Club and Britney, JC Chazay, Christina Aguilera, and of course Justin Timberlake, the creation of Justin and NSYNC and the entire brand. It's worth a listen. Do you want me to find the name of it now?
No, I'm okay. I'm sure I can Google Disney Mickey Mouse Club podcast.
Give me that look now. Hang on now. I'll find it for you. Disney High, it's called. The Untold Story of the Rise and Fall of Disney Channel's Tween Empire. It's good. Something to throw an ear on. If you hate radio, give that.
Who hates radio, Ray?
If you hate radio, that's why you're listening to this show.
We're anti-radio.
I was going to say hate listening. 0874 100 102 for your WhatsApp voice notes this afternoon. Bob Geldof saying when it was put to Bob Geldof, the Boomtown, he's still a Boomtown rat apparently. Put to Bob, Sir Bob, would you run for president?
he said, well, sure, I've nothing else to be doing. Yeah, I might give it a lash. It'll be a privilege. Who's that over there? Is it Ali?
I think that's a great idea.
Ali.
SpongeBob President Pants, where Bob walks around all day in the Oris in his underpants.
It's not a bad idea. What is it? SpongeBob President Pants. And I guess his Patrick would be Patrick Hillary.
Job done.
Job done. Very nice. Thank you, sir. Any more on that? 0874. By the way, I really appreciate your voice notes. I like you getting involved. It means I have to do less. Hate radio. Who's that, Brian?
Hey, Ray and JP.
Hey, Brian.
It's Brian here, by the way.
Hi, Brian.
Just on that thing of Bob Geldof running for president.
Yeah.
Would it really work? Like, it's a full-time job.
It is.
And we all know Bob. He doesn't like Mondays.
Oh, no. Very nice. He doesn't like Mondays, but like how much? Like he could say, "Listen, I'm not available on Mondays," or he could say, "I'm not available on Mondays."
Not a problem, Bob. We'll get you working Tuesday to Saturdays.
I'll job share. Is there any chance I could job share from the Euros?
Oh,
yeah.
What? Love the show.
Hey, cheers, sir. Bob should have a go on the climbing wall in Wildlands in Galway. I only got into it myself and it's a great workout from Sean in Galway. I've tried that. You'd be surprised at how weak your upper body strength is, or how low your body...
I wouldn't be surprised at all, right?
Really?
I'd fully expect to fall off the
wall. Yeah, a lot of us can be quite naive and think, yeah, sure, I can manage that. It's only once you get on a wall you realise how weak you are. Jim Andrade says, I've some dry cleaning that needs to be collected by 6 p.m. today if Bob could hop on over. Do you still have the ticket? Does he need to come to yours, Jim, first? And is that Jim Gavin, the Dublin manager?
Is that it? He's trying to take him out of the race by giving him a job to do.
And Patrick says, not that Patrick, SpongeBob. Bob could join our padel or paddle. Is it padel or paddle?
I think it's padel.
He could join our padel WhatsApp group. We always have someone dropping out last minute, so it'd be good to have Bob making up the numbers. We're not alone, and we play on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Come on yourself, Bob. Love the show. Hey, from Patrick. Let me call. What's the big deal of this padel or
It's a new craze, right? Everyone's doing it. I'm actually mad to try it.
Do I need my own padel or my own paddle or my own racket? Is it a racket or is it a padel? Let me call Mark. Hello, is that Mark?
It is Mark speaking, yep.
This is Mark White, the founder of the biggest padel or paddle club in Ireland. And this is Padel or Paddle Tennis Ireland in Cork. Mark, you're very welcome to the broadcast. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir? Give him a round of applause.
Very good, Ray. Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to have the opportunity to talk to you guys and JP as well. Thanks for the opportunity.
Mark, I don't mean to besmirch now, but I called it earlier on and I include myself in the category.
Yes, yep.
I call it tennis for ticks. Padel or paddle, right? No, well, as a tick myself,
not
I think
to
it.
Mark.
Do you know what? I look at paddle and it has been presented to me as something that is easy because tennis is. You look at Wimbledon or you look at any of these opens and you think, there's no way I can do that. Whereas padel has been presented as something that any of us can jump in at any level on.
It sure is, but depending on what you watch on TikTok, some of the videos now, I'm like, well, I definitely can't do that either. So it depends on the level that you're watching, but it's definitely a game for everybody. And the smaller court size and the, you know, low pressure balls and the rackets with no tension is certainly what makes it easier than traditional racket sports for people to pick up, for sure.
My confusion initially was padel or paddle. Which one is it?
I'm going to go with padel for real padel enthusiasts out there. But trying to not force vocabulary down people's throats is a diplomatic answer as well.
Yeah, we'll try and make it easy for people to understand. And is that pronunciation, does it come from France or a French-speaking country?
It's the game originated in Mexico in the late 60s. And then the format now with the four glass walls was adapted in Spain in the 70s. So that's pretty much the format hasn't changed from then, so I guess it's the Spanish pronunciation. Yeah,
I don't
speak Spanish, so I'm not going to try and
Compared to the way it's pronounced versus the way that it's spelt, it's clearly not from necessarily an English speaking.
Totally correct.
I don't want to go all Joe Rogan or conspiracy theory on this, but what is the secret behind Padel? Because my God, there has to be some sort of cult, like there's some sort of sinister figure in the background. Is there drugs involved?
Is there crack in the rackets?
It's everybody's latest addiction, for sure. Do you know, I think the secret to its success is that it's only for four people, which not a lot of people know on the first visit. They think that you can play singles like tennis, but it's actually only two versus two. So it's like exponential growth because, you know, it's multiplied by four. You go home, you're telling your friends and family what a good experience you had. You know, the three other people you played with are doing exactly the same. So that's just why it's just so rampant at the moment, because everything is a multiple of four. So
that's
just,
And also, if you're playing, you need to bring someone with you, because it's like, if I have nobody to play with, I need to rope somebody else in. So it's a pyramid scheme then, Mark, is what you're saying, basically.
It is. Now, there's our own facility is in Cork, as you mentioned, but like, you know, lots of facilities are great for doing social events and mixers and, you know, facilitating things for you to actually meet other people, because one of the big challenges with it, to be fair, can be finding three people to get to go with you at the start who maybe may not know much about it or not sure if they wanted to try it. So it can be a challenge to find three or four, but depending on where you're playing, a lot of the centres around the country are great at trying to give you an opportunity to network with other people. So
is it expensive? I mean, do I need to buy a high-end racket or something to get into it? I mean, what's the, I suppose, absolutely, the cost of entry?
Absolutely not. Like ourselves in Cork, like off peak, you're looking at the bones of €11 per player for the hour. So the court is just about, you know, the bones of just over €40 for 60 minutes. Okay. And then off peak, you're looking at €5 more. So you're looking anywhere between €11 and €12 per person per hour. And that's pretty standard around the country at the moment. Yeah.
Are there better rackets? Is there better equipment someone could have? Because JP was talking about his golf. What's it, your swinger? What's your thing here?
Driver.
Oh, he's so excited about
that, right?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, though, like, you know, everyone goes for the best gear and thinks that's going to be the gear that's going to make them win the games. Do you have that in Padel?
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. I mean, the entry level rackets, you know, some of the sports stores have them for about, you know, kind of €30-40. But, you know, there was somebody that will charge you as much as you want to pay for, you know, you see all these ones online now with Lamborghini and, you know, all the big brands are doing paddle rackets now for extortionate foot. Yeah, so yeah. No, they haven't quite made it into our market down here in Cork yet, but you're kind of looking anywhere between €80 and €300 if you're going to be playing, you know, semi-regularly for a really decent racket that'll do you 12, 24 months, yeah.
My big thing, and Mark, you wouldn't believe, I don't know if it's the change in the season or it's coming to end of summer or people are thinking, what's the thing I'm going to be doing for the next few months to stay in shape as it's getting darker. You've no idea the amount of conversations I've had in the last sort of 2.5-3 weeks about specifically about Padel, the way it's come up in conversation, and everyone's concern is, oh Jesus, I'm not fit at all, I couldn't get into that. That's not the case. Anyone can do it, is it?
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's largely down to, I don't know how many of your listeners know, but the court size is relatively small in comparison to a tennis court, like the third the size of a tennis court. So your own quarter of the court that you're on charge of, I guess, is only 5 meters by 10. So it's a relatively small space.
So that's the size of a shower.
Yeah. Depending on how many you have in there with you, maybe, yeah. So it depends.
It's pretty small and pretty manageable. And then the racket is different as well. So you've got much more control. So you can, like, regardless of age, size, fitness level, you're well able to get stuck in.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's like, its inclusive nature is what makes it, you know, super special. Like, you know, our youngest player, we have classes for, you know, as young as 4. And then our eldest weekly player here in Cork is 87.
Wow.
And everything in between. So, it's great for family activity. We have one family that comes down and play with, it's like 4 generations, and there's not too many activities that you can come and do that together. So that's, you know, another thing that makes
I
it. want to watch.
You need to record. We need to record a match between the 4-year-old and the 80-odd-year-old. That's going to, you know, that's going to get the clicks. Come here, sir. I really appreciate you taking the call. Bob Geldof is looking for something to do. He's either going to run for president or he's joining Padel in Cork. This is Padel Tennis Ireland, and you're on padeltennisireland.ie. Mark, thanks for taking the call. Much obliged.
No bother. We'll get you guys down for a game.
We will, of course. Yeah, next time we're in Cork. Mind yourself.
Thank you.
Cheers,
bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM. Seems Padel is the way to go, lads. Let's do it. Let's jump in. Start swinging that racket. Padel Tennis Ireland. Stay on Today FM. I was thinking I'd play some Gracie Abrams for you. If I have time, I will. Otherwise, we'll press on. We'll see how we go. Stay here.
Ray Foley on Today FM.